station. 202-588-9739. Call us now. Spectrum Today was produced by Askia Muhammad, engineering by David Kelly. I'm Askia Muhammad. The Raucous Caucus starts now. Thank you for listening.
WPFW Washington.
Live from Ben's Next Door, 12th and U Streets Northwest, it's the Raucous Caucus with Garland Nixon, Mark Levine, and Terry D. Kester. It's seriously funny, and it begins right now.
Good evening and welcome to the Raucous Caucus. I am Mark Levine sitting here with...
Terry D. the Bell Ringer Kester.
And...
With... Is he here?
The ghost of Garland Nixon.
The ghost of Garland Nixon.
Hello, ghost of Garland Nixon. Garland is going to be a little late into studio. Apparently he is busy celebrating his birthday.
He's what, 87?
Well, that would make him, what, half your age?
About that.
All right. This is the Raucous Caucus. Welcome one and all. This is also Pledge Week at WPFW, and we want to encourage you to
pledge,
support the station.
We want to encourage you to do pledge.
To pledge any amount, any amount is welcome. All you do is dial 202-588-9739, or if you are listening outside the local DC area, you can dial 1-800-222-9739.
That's for all our listeners in New Mexico.
Right.
Yeah.
Albuquerque needs to step up.
It does.
I can't recall a pledge from Santa Fe. So,
Albuquerque, Santa Fe, you know, a couple, but not many.
Right. Dallas. So,
Dallas down.
Yeah. Okay.
At least 35 cents, I think.
So today is May 1st. It is, of course, May Day, International Workers' Day. People don't even recognize this Labor Day anymore. They're
busy. We don't recognize Labor Day.
Well, we don't recognize labor.
That's it.
The unions are having a bit of a problem in this country, and that puts it mildly. But we here on the Raucous Caucus at WPFW have not forgotten all the things that unions have done for us over the ages.
And labor in general, workers, just plain workers of all professions and kinds. You know, all work should be honored.
It should be. And
so
today we're going to talk about both what has been done in the past and what can still be done in the future to help save the labor movement, to help save unions.
Strike.
Well,
strike.
Terry always wants to go to the streets.
What else is going to work?
I think that's just because you live there. And you just want other people to come join
you. Exactly.
Bring
a little food.
You know,
schnapps.
He's what company. I think that's what it is.
A blanket.
Every solution for Terry is take it to the streets.
I'm older than you guys. I've watched this. We're not making progress. Take it to the streets. Trust me.
It's like, Terry, we have no food for dinner. Take it to the streets. Right, exactly. Terry, we're having trouble getting our internet to work. Take it to the streets.
It's idealism. It's called idealism.
It's a one-size solution, it sounds like to me. Anyway, if you would please pledge, 202-588-9739. For $35, you get your membership in WPFW.
You betcha.
You could be a voting member. But we have some
Try that with Fox.
Yeah, that's not going
to
happen.
Just try it. Give them $35, see if you get a voting member on their board or whatever.
And there's a whole host of gifts that you can call in and ask about. Everything from some really great jazz CD collections to blues CD collections to collections of Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and so forth. And please, by all means, if you're interested in that, when you call in, ask, and they will tell you all the different offerings we have as special gifts. But
the only thing you can't get, which is really sad, is a collection of all the brilliant raucous caucuses. Now, we're working on it, but so far...
Actually, that's found on my website right now at marklevinetalk.com.
How'd I know you'd find a way to throw that in?
So, I know about all of them, but we're
you're
most of them...
You're looking for pledges to that?
Most of them are there. You know what? If you are someone who goes to my website, I would like to you pledge in... because you are listening to the Raucous Caucus.
Right.
You know, what are you drinking?
It's a little schnapps. Do you mind? Come on, back off.
It's a celebration of Garland's birthday. Yeah, is that what it is?
He didn't get to the party. He's not bringing any cake.
What I was going to point out, though, is we have some special Raucous Caucus only gifts.
You betcha.
If you pledge in this wonderful hour between 7 and 8 p.m. for $89.30.
Ooh, that was profound.
That was profound, but you don't have to knock the microphone
with your
schnapps.
But it worked. It was a nice sound effect. High tech here.
For $89.30, you can choose your own topic for the Raucous Caucus. Maybe you think we haven't done enough on, say, gun control. Or maybe you think that we need to do more on the war on women, or more on the economy, or more on the situation in Ethiopia. I know someone who really cares about that.
And try fixing your topic with Rush Limbaugh. Just try it.
For $89.30. You get to choose our topic of discussion, which, you can't do that on any other radio station. For $100, you can join us on the air. We have so many people who are already part of the Raucous Caucus.
Yeah.
And we know that our listeners are very raucous, whether they call in or visit us at Ben's Next Door. By the way, we are not at Ben's Next Door.
We're not?
Despite the...
No wonder the service has been terrible. Wait.
That's why you had to bring your own schnapps.
I know, I did.
Terry.
You know, I was desperate, you know.
You can stop waving your arms. The waiter's not coming. You're in the studio.
Maybe Garland.
Terry's
maybe
getting
Garland
a little.
Maybe Garland will bring
here.
Us a little cake or something. You know,
little Alzheimer's. No, you're not at Ben's. You're in studio, Terry.
Yeah, no wonder I was lonely.
Yeah, apparently we are at Ben's every other month these days. So we were at Ben's all of April. We will be at Ben's all of June.
And you figure it out from there. It's pretty simple.
But in May we are in studio. So you would normally be able to call in, except of course today we want you to call and pledge.
Call in and pledge, right?
202-588-9739.
Hey, we can make a deal too. If they call in and pledge and we get a confirmation, then we'll take their phone call on the air. How
you know
about
what?
That too?
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. You make a pledge, and they get us the little piece of paper that says you're going to call in. We'll
then you can call in and then add your 2 cents.
Yeah.
You go.
Yeah.
So for $89.30, you can choose your topic. For $100, you can join us on the air and be part of the Raucous Caucus. And for both $189.30, that would be the $100 and the $89.30, you get not only your topic, you get not only to join us on the air, but you actually get to have dinner with us.
Dutch dinner.
Are you Dutch?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes,
I didn't know you were part Dutch.
Oh, ooh, thank heavens the birthday gift arrived.
It's Garland's birthday. You don't get a present.
I don't know. It's a gift for me. What can I tell you? It's from the Hatchet Book Group.
Oh.
I don't know what this means. You keep talking.
You
I'm
know what?
Gonna,
if
I'm
you open it
gift.
And white powder comes out, I'm running. I'm
we're
just running. I'm telling you,
here
I'm
I
running.
Look out, look out.
I'm running. I'm not going to stay here.
Rip it up, package.
He's opening your present on the air?
Yeah.
As I was saying, for $189.30, a Dutch treat, but you do get to have dinner with us at Ben's for a full hour prior to giving us your topic and appearing on the air with us. So,
and we promise to do nothing but listen and chew during that dinner. Listen to you, the pleasure.
No.
No,
they want
don't?
Us to talk to them.
Oh,
or they
okay,
wouldn't just
okay.
If they don't want to just sort of speak at us. No, they want to be raucous with us. Most of our listeners like arguing with us. That's why they stay afterwards at Ben's. So we are in studio all this month. We are at Ben's all of next month. And again, we encourage you to pledge whatever amount, really. Honestly, if some people, it's tough times out there. If you can give us $20, we'll take $20. I mean, seriously, $5, whatever you feel you can contribute. If you want a radio station like WPFW to exist, that's not corporate sponsored.
If you want your voice in the community to exist, is what it comes down to. Because trust me, Fox, NBC, et cetera, they are not your voice. They are not going to say what you want to say. They don't give a damn about the issues that you give a darn about. We do. We actually care about the same issues that you care about. We are your voice.
So please call in. We are happy to announce your names on the air or not, as you wish. Again, $35 makes you a member. $89.30, you choose your topic. $100, you join us on the air. And $189.30, you both choose your topic and have a voice on the air and have dinner with
the raucous caucus.
What more could you ask in life? You know, you it's know, almost a dream come true.
If you want us in your living room, only now you you tune to us every Tuesday at 7. Now you actually have dinner with us.
Yeah. And, not in your living room either.
And you can see that our wit and sagacity is not only on the air.
It's endless.
But off the air,
infinite.
We are as abusive to each other off the air as we are on the air.
Well, sometimes it's a little more violent off the air, you know.
Well, you can do those things.
Yeah, right. Hey, we should mention too, Mark, it would be really good if people can and will. It really, really, really helps the station if you can do one of those auto pledges. I don't know exact term, but like $10 a month.
Right.
I think is the minimum, but you know, it's on your credit card and it's just an automatic withdrawal for the station every month, $10. You know, and that.
Like, how much is your cable bill? 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 bucks? Yeah. And this is so much less than that.
Yeah,
I do
that for Amnesty International, and I do that for other charities as well. And it's a wonderful way of making sure that I, make pledges to the organizations I care about without having to, remind myself and to scratch for the money at the last minute, but just do it regularly as an automatic withdrawal.
There's also a whole host of thank you gifts, everything from the Perfect Jazz Collection, the Perfect Blues Collection. The Jazz Collection is actually a 25 CD box containing 25 of the finest jazz albums. That's $250. But
wow, I wish I had $250 bucks.
Nina Simone and Charlie Parker and Miles Davis and
if somebody pledges us $250 and doesn't want that gift, can I get it?
No, we'll fight over it. I think what we do, we throw the 25 CDs in a room and then you, Carl, and I grab as many as we can.
25
we'll probably
pick up.
Break half of them. Yeah. But also, if you want, for example, Malcolm X, there's The Life of Reinvention. This is Malcolm X's book, which he reached to you.
Oh, wait a minute. Garland's at the door. Oh, they're letting him in. Oh, no, they're letting him in. Oh, he fell
down. Keep him out.
They fell down. I think he's had a little too much schnapps. Oh, I see him stumbling. He's got cake all over his face. It's just, he looks terrible.
Oh my God. He's trying to sneak in and pretend like he's not late.
Yeah.
Way to go, Garland.
Look at that chocolate cake and vanilla ice cream nose and everything. Have you got some cake in your pocket?
No.
He's dripping down his face.
I was all the way over on the other side of town. I had to get here in a hurry. Do you know how hard it is to find a phone booth to change in anymore? For goodness sake.
The last
thing had to change out of his clown suit.
Yeah. He worked
my cape was flapping all over the place.
Yeah, I thought you were the Ronald McDonald clown. The last thing I want to envision, is Garland changing clothes in a phone booth. Yeah, that's the last thing.
Thank God they don't have a Superman suit
with tights and a cape. That's my
don't want to see it. Happy birthday to you, Garland.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, you're looking almost as old as the rest of us. That's
the rare silent moment.
I know.
What are you doing to your microphone?
I'm trying to figure out.
You are on the air.
I can hear anything.
You just can't hear anything?
No.
We can hear you, though.
Oh, that's
all that matters. Take off your earphones.
One more year and the Alzheimer's has set in.
You're right.
One day and everything went out the window.
Can you hear us now?
Yeah, well, I can hear you guys and...
In the room.
That's all that matters. Just listen and pay attention and take notes.
Tuesday's show,
you'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. Garland, as you may have heard, stop banging the microphone. God, everyone's drunk today. What is this?
I don't know. Terry has
his schnapps. Yeah. Garland walks in here and he's staggering.
This is non-alcoholic schnapps.
Okay.
Give me a break.
Non-alcoholic schnapps.
There we go. Non-alcoholic schnapps.
It's new.
Welcome, Garland.
Gentlemen.
Happy birthday, Garland.
It's my birthday. You want to share out there a little bit? He's drinking everything to himself.
We thought you'd bring us your cake, at least.
Yeah, well, he's drinking his cake from the looks of things.
Right,
So this is a very serious program, as you know.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Raucous Caucus. We are talking today about labor issues, because today is May 1st. This is International Workers' Day. And I want to talk about the things that unions have done to allow Garland to come in here drunk
and celebrating his birthday and everything else, mess up the equipment.
As there's
cake crumbs on the microphone. We'll never be able to use that microphone again.
As I often say,
sorry to interrupt.
If you like,
it's rare.
You're not sorry. You interrupted, but you're not sorry.
No, I'm not. Anyway, you were saying. Yes.
If you happen to like your weekends, thank the unions. If you like overtime, thank the unions. If you like the fact that 7-year-olds don't work in American factories anymore, Thank the unions.
If you like a good fire department, thank your unions. If you like good teachers, thank your unions.
If you like the fact that we had a middle class for a little
period. We did.
For several decades. For quite a while.
You can thank the unions.
Gone. That's it.
I don't know how many of you are lifers, people who turn on 89.3 FM.
Lifers. I think there's a lot of lifers listening to this program.
I think so.
You know,
listen all day long.
Bars. Yeah, there's a lot of potential lifers in this room. I'll tell you.
I don't know how many folks turn on 89.3 FM and never change the channel, but if you have, you know that Garland, Terry, and I all did special programming today.
Oh, yes, yeah. We're
talking about labor.
They wouldn't let us together in the same room. Did you notice
that? Well, that you know, that's because they were
1 hour
afraid of combustion.
Yeah, solitary confinement. Or like, you know.
They locked you in too?
Yes.
I thought that was just me.
No.
I had no idea.
Yeah, locked in there. Yeah.
So we had Garland at 3 and Terry at 4 and I was at 5 and we each had, I had a firefighter guy. Well, who did you had a teacher.
I had the president of the Washington Teachers Union and Nathan Saunders, I think the last, I think I got that right.
Yeah.
Really, really shows you an idea, shows you what a union can be and what union leadership can provide. It was really a good discussion.
And
I have a lot of respect for him.
The head of the local firefighters union who's talking about
Ed Smith,
who was really great and talked about really the heroism that because firefighters, people think of them only with a fire, but actually 75% of what they do is emergency medical.
EMT.
So that, you know, they're the people who, when you dial 911 and your mother's dying, they're the ones you want there to get there as soon as possible, and you want to have enough people there to do that. That's a very
anything.
Who did
car
you have,
accident,
Colin?
Somebody fell out of a tree.
Sure.
You name it. Fire department is the
people. That's true.
Oh, let's see. I had someone from the AFL-CIO, and I had the guy who was the head of the Transport Workers Union in New York when they went on strike and shut the city down.
Really?
Yeah, that was interesting.
So
when did they go on strike?
2005.
Well, I was hoping it would be yet today or yesterday or tomorrow. You know, come on, can they do it again?
You know what was great about this guy? That when he ran the transport union, they focused on grassroots and they put people on the street, 15,000 people at a time on the streets, and they went back to old school, putting people on the streets.
What did I see? Now, Mark was picking on me for that idea.
Well, that's just because that's Terry's
solution to every problem.
He just
wants to put you on the streets, Terry. So Mark and I can have a decent show here.
I just said, if you say Terry, my internet connection's down. Take it to the streets.
That's
his solution.
What, you think Apple cares about you?
Yeah, right.
I have news for you.
Right. I've seen the Foxconn factory. I know.
They
don't care. So
I want to give you one little example of why we need how anti-union the world has gotten, because I just read this morning, and it really kind of one of those things that really ticks you off. You may have seen this in the Washington Post. The Silver Line out to Dulles Airport, which was planned from the beginning
which
of
may
the
not
construction.
Happen.
You know, I mean, that was planned when the Metro started back in, what, the 60s or 70s or whenever it was. And they
back when you were 83.
Back when I was shoveling the ditch for it.
Right.
You know. And now it looks like it may not go through again because Loudoun County, the Republicans, not to mention the people that are really screwing up the country, but the Republicans in Loudoun County.
Same thing.
Don't want the unions to be involved in the construction from Fairfax all the way out to Dulles.
They'd ask for a decent wage, Terry. That's un-American.
They probably want health care and pensions.
But I mean, they really are blocking.
A safe working environment.
But they're blocking the whole thing that's been agreed to. They've brought it to a dead halt in terms of the agreements on how to finance the thing, simply because they're saying, we're not going to have any union labor.
Here's the thing.
I mean, is that anti-union or is that anti-union?
Here's the thing that Republicans don't get. And it really comes down to basic economics.
Morality.
You know, here's the thing. I don't expect them to have any compassion.
Okay.
I don't expect them to actually care about people and making sure they have a
decent
chance at life.
Mitt doesn't care about dogs.
I don't even use those arguments with Republicans because, you know, that requires compassion and heart. And never how many Dick Cheney gets, they never seem to find the real one.
They stare at you with that blank look.
heart. Right. So I use basic economic arguments, and I remind them that Henry Ford paid his workers enough so they could afford to buy his Model Ts.
No, but they would say that's because Henry Ford's workers weren't union.
Because he paid them enough.
Well, and then when they
you tell me any other corporation today that pays workers enough, and we wouldn't need unions.
And then, when they tried to organize, he did hire some goons to attack them and shoot the whole kill.
Yeah, let's not put Henry up there on a pedestal. Yeah,
he's also vicious anti-Semite. But the point is that if you pay, I'm not defending Henry Ford.
See, we'd pick apart anything.
The one thing he was right about is that if you pay workers enough to afford to buy their products, then that
you
keeps the economy moving.
Build an economy.
The reason why we are coming out of the worst recession, the Bush recession.
Depression, get it right.
Okay, depression. The second Great Depression. The worst depression, the Bush depression was the worst depression since the Hoover Depression. The reason why we are coming out, I have to say, it ain't because of business. It's because of consumers. And if you look at all the economic data, it is consumer spending that is slowly taking us out. And even though the Republicans are doing their best to cut workers in local and state government and to harm the people we're talking about, the firefighters, the teachers, the transit workers, despite all of that, it is consumer spending that's pulling us out. If you harm middle-class people enough, they don't have money to spend.
Yep.
They don't have money to buy products. And then corporations have to fire more people, and it's a vicious cycle downwards.
This is going to shock you, but I'm going to disagree. I know it hurts.
There you
it hurts.
Go.
Disagree with Mark.
You know what, Terry, you disagree with me. That's like night follows day.
You better believe it. And it's going to keep following, too. I'll trust you. You know, trust you? No, trust me. Anyway, I disagree because
you disagree that middle-class people are the engines of the economy?
No, the consumer. Because one is the consumerism is once again based on debt, which is only going to make things worse. And the consumer.
Not if you pay them enough, then they don't have to go into debt.
And the consumer. Well, that's a different point. And the consumer spending that we're seeing is primarily, again, the high end. That 1% consumer spending that's driving the whole thing up
it's
a little bit.
It's not just the high end. President Obama saved the auto companies.
It's also driving up because of the price of oil. So there's more consumer spending than that. There's more consumer spending because of the price of food, which isn't figured into inflation, as we know. So the actual consumer spending in terms of income and everything else and the possibility of creating a stable economy, nil.
Well, you know, the other
nil.
Who's right, Garland?
Well,
Jeremy.
It's something about what Mark was saying. You know, I was reading an article. I wish I could remember
Mark,
what it was.
Jerry, yeah.
I was reading an article, and you know, the Republicans make the argument that we've always, of course, we've got to slash taxes for the corporations and the quote job creators, and then they'll hire. And there was this. I wish I could remember this article, but Google it anyway if you're out there. Basically, what they said was 93% of the business people and business owners they talked to said, no, we don't hire people. We don't care. It has nothing to do with when taxes are lowered. When there's demand our product or our service. If we're selling something and people won't start buying it, we'll hire people.
Exactly.
If we have a service and people start using it, we'll hire people. It has zero to do with whether the taxes go up or down.
And it also has zero to do with even how much. I mean, one of the crimes today is if you check the major industries, the profits are way up for all kinds of industries.
Yep.
And they're not hiring anybody.
But the reason they're not is because demand is. Garland, I completely agree with you. If demand increases, that's what. I mean, here's the thing. I can't base my arguments on compassion because Republicans
don't understand.
They don't have that.
No.
But if you base it on pure economics, if you give a rich person, if you give Mitt Romney another $100 million.
What a disgusting idea.
He won't even notice it.
He'll put it in
his bank book. He'll put it in one more offshore Swiss bank account.
Right.
And he'll add a one to that column in his bank book. He won't even notice it. If you give.
And he'll add another floor to that elevator he's putting in for
his cars.
Right. In his
but
new house.
Take that same $100 million and give $10,000 to 10,000 middle class people. And they're going to afford to buy that extra car. They're going to afford to buy more toys at Christmas, and then people will hire more workers to serve that demand, and then they will have more money, and it's a virtuous cycle.
So, virtuous
cycle rather than a vicious cycle. My point is that what unions do is they keep working wages high, not only to help the workers, but actually to help the overall economy.
And why that's important, because of one of the points that Terry was just making, and that is why that's important is because one of the things that have happened with corporations now is because they have become streamlined and very good at what they do. And what they do is this, make a profit. So they have figured out how to make the most money they possibly can with the fewest amount of people, paying them the least, giving them the least amount of benefits. Now, why can they do that? Because there are no unions to protect the people. So now, if they made this product and they made $100 off of it, they can fire half their workforce. They can hire those that they keep at part times, and so they don't have to give them any benefits, no retirement, nothing. So capitalism, the corporations of capitalism have become very good at what they're doing, and they do that because there's no one to stop them. That's why labor is so important. Labor was able to stop that, and guess what? They still made a huge profit. They just didn't make an insane astronomical profit.
You got to realize, I mean, I know this sounds extreme, and I've said it before, but
you know, extreme?
I know it's
who's that guy? What do you do with Terry?
Hard to believe, yeah. But, you know, the truth is, the American dream we were led to believe had something to do with the middle class and getting a home and all that. No. The American dream is for the 1% to reinstate slavery. You know, I mean, that's what they're really going for. I mean, and they,
oh, yeah.
And
if, the move towards
if they could do it, they would. They do
yes,
it inch by inch now.
I wouldn't use, I wouldn't attack the American dream just because the 1%
wants
no,
to I'm just saying that,
slavery.
Well,
I still think the idea of the American dream.
That's what we thought it was, but what it really is by those guys, by the guys that control it, like Walmart, you know, is to just give people lower and lower wages,
right.
fewer and fewer
but that's
benefits.
That's not the American dream. That's the American hell.
I'm telling you, nightmares.
That's the American nightmare. That's what the American dream has become. It's got to the point where
But for the CEOs and all those bankers and everybody else, that's their dream. Let's see if we can reinstate slavery.
It's gotten to the point for the 99% of us out of here. It is a dream. You got to be asleep to believe it.
Right. Yeah, right. But, you know, I'm serious. They will drive down wages as much as they possibly can, no matter what the cost. Oh, what an idea. Craig says it's pledge drive time.
It is.
Doggone.
Look, one of the things we do here in Anarchist Caucus, and we do it frequently, is, you just heard it, we actually attack corporations. I know it's shocking.
Yeah.
But Mark and I attack Terry.
Well,
corporations. And I can take it. I can take it to the streets.
But one of the benefits of non-commercial radio is that the corporations don't own us. The
Damn
corporations
right.
don't control us. If the corporations controlled us, the three of us would have been out on our ear a long time ago.
We'd be sleeping with the fishes.
Well, Terry especially. I think there'd be special treatment.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if the corporations were involved here, believe me, Mark and Garden would be in the streets with me.
So in any case, what we have at WPFW, of course, is a unique opportunity to support progress, to support progressive radio, to support non-corporate radio. This is Pledge Week, and if you dial in at 202-588-9739, you can contribute to not just to WPFW, but to the cause of supporting independent radio.
Yeah. And supporting unions and supporting laborers in general and workers in general. In fact, in really trying to change our culture, which is what you, our listeners, you know, you tell us this, you have the same goals that we do. And that's what WPFW does. And I've said it before, I'll say it again, WPFW is your voice. 202-588-9739. And the astounding gifts we're offering this time because of popular demand, literally talking to the staff saying that, boy, this is the most unique pledge gift that can be given. It's us, Garland. I don't know if you
give ourselves.
We're giving ourselves. $89.30, they get to pick the topic.
Whoa.
$100, they get to join us on the air and be raucous with us.
And pick the topic.
No, $189.30 is when you get both. The topic and join us and the dinner.
Well, they could join us on the air and what, just sit there and watch?
No, they pick the topic. Then they join the air, but we have the topic. And
Let's go over this again. Since obviously we don't understand it, we might, you know.
Or they could just give $35,
be a member. Yeah, come
and,
on.
Whether it's unions or civil rights, whether it's environmental issues or the war on women, whether it's taxes or the economy. I was just listing about all the topics we've done. Immigration and gun control and abortion. And, everything from Citizens United and Supreme Court
cases.
Trayvon
Harris. We've done local things that happen on a regular basis.
The Affordable Health Care Act. Supreme Court decisions.
When the Occupy, there was an incident in D.C. here where some members of the Occupy movement were run over by a vehicle and the police didn't properly respond. And
we got them to respond.
So if there's something that's important, we're on it. Yeah. You know, I'll tell you what's important here, too. And what you're supporting when you dial 202-588-9739 and make your tax-deductible donation to WPFW, what you're supporting is real news. And I'll tell you why. Because what we get in the news a lot now is a product that is marketed.
No.
There are a lot of so-called news outlets that are sending out to you, which is mostly editorialized, is a product, and they're marketing it. Many of them choose an ideological bend, or they choose whatever. They call themselves a news outlet, and they give you what they feel you should have. And if they're owned by some mega multinational corporation, they're not going to talk about labor a whole lot, not in a positive manner anyway. So when you contribute to WPFW, what you're doing is you are helping America get information that they're not going to get anymore, that real news that you can listen to, and then you can make decisions for yourself.
Look at it this way. There's only 5 Pacifica stations in the country. There are affiliates, to be sure, but there's 5. Mm-hmm. There's New York, there's Houston, there's Washington, D.C., there's Oakland and L.A., right.
Mm-hmm.
That's just 5, and in some major cities. nobody else but WPFW is broadcasting in Washington, D.C., the things, the ideas, the concepts, et cetera, that WPFW is broadcasting. Nobody. You're not going to get the information from any other station or any other networks. You know, unless you go to New York, you can listen to WBAI up there. But here in Washington, D.C., you need WPFW.
Tell me, I'll tell you a story. I've been doing radio for 9 years. I began in 2003.
It shows.
Okay. I guess that's a compliment from Terry, which I'm always surprised by.
Rare, yeah.
Okay, but in 2005, I was approached by a network that I will not say at the moment. But the network came up to me and said that they heard my show, that I did really good work, they liked me on the radio, and they wanted to syndicate me and give me 70 stations. I was very excited. I couldn't wait to hear, you know, great, I'm all aboard. They said, there's only one thing. This is, of course, when George Bush was president of the United States. They said, we'd like you not to criticize the president so much.
Well, that's going to be.
And I started laughing like you two.
Right.
I actually started laughing.
How can you not?
Because I thought they were joking. I really did. And the guy looked at me, serious as all can be, and I'm laughing and laughing, and my laughter sort of dies out as he stares at me. And he says, no, actually, we have a radio network. We've got a Christian evangelical conservative, and he likes your energy, he likes your passion, he likes your knowledge, but he's a big supporter of the president, George Bush. And if you just not attack him, he said, you don't have to defend him either, just sort of be neutral. I'm like, neutral? I've never been neutral.
Can't even find it.
So I turned his offer down.
There is no such thing as neutral. To be neutral is to take a position.
But WPFW, let's face it, most talk radio across the country is not WPFW.
No, it's arch conservative. It's Rush Limbaugh.
That's exactly who it is.
Mark, from now on, could you not criticize Mitt Romney so much?
Yeah, please.
I even criticized President Obama, who I agree with a lot more than I did President Bush. But the point is that the Raucous Caucus, WPFW, gives us the freedom to say what we want to say the truth, and not be controlled by some corporation.
And it gives you the freedom too.
That's not always a good thing.
No, it's not. But it helps. You know, but you have that freedom too, which is the point. As a listener, I mean, you call in, you get to express yourself. Be it community comment, be it Raucous Caucus. We come down the bends and we let you get on the mic and we listen to you and we respect your viewpoint as well. Now you're just not going to get that. Every other station in the world, I don't care what, if it's a PBS station, but not supposed to criticize them. But anyway, any other station, they have caller screeners.
That's true.
And they screen every single call. And believe me, you're not going to get a topic or a question on there that they don't want.
And for a gift of $89.30, you can actually choose your topic. You can actually say what you want us to discuss. And if it's Mongolia, we will learn about Mongolia and be ready to talk about it.
But we did decide we never were going to discuss our hairstyles, right?
Well, you know, if they require it,
we'll go for that. Okay.
$89.30.
$89. Yeah, $89. We'll do it.
I think we'll do handstands.
Okay.
For $100, you can join the Raucous Caucus. You can actually sit in studio with us, or you can sit at Ben's with us. Yeah, we'll give you a chair.
With a microphone.
And we've done this before. We've had some of you join us.
It gets pretty scary, but, you know, you can do it.
But unfortunately. Yeah.
And for $189.30, you can choose your topic and join us on the air and have dinner with the three of us, right there at Ben's.
Our table manners are better than our show manners. They really are. Yeah. You know, I mean, we're not nearly as sloppy, and we don't throw food often.
Well, I do, but
often.
Only at you, Terry.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. You know, it's a little extra. That's all right.
So again, 202-588-9739. 202-588-9739. We know that you're out there. We know that many of you listen to the Raucous Caucus every Tuesday at 7. We see you at Ben's.
Yeah,
we've really enjoyed
it. We appreciate it.
By the way, our increasing numbers at Ben's we've had all last month. They may have to expand because there's not enough room. But there's still room. You could stand in the back. We may open up some more chairs next time. We did that all throughout April. We're going to do that in June again. But one way you can show us our support is not just by coming to Ben's, but by pledging whatever you can.
Yep.
If you can give one of these big gifts, that's great. If you want one of these wonderful jazz collections and things like that, call in and they'll give you all the options available. But even if it's just $35 to be a member, even if it's just $20, $5, you know, come on. Whatever you can afford, we serve the Washington, D.C. community, WPFW serves the Washington, D.C. community in a way that, well, no one else does.
And
no
it's very else. Easy. If you just take out your card, take out your credit card, your bank card, call in, and you can do it right over the phone. Just pull over. If you're driving, because I know there are a lot of people there that are out there that are driving along the roads listening to us. You can just pull over somewhere, take a moment, take your card out, call in, and it'll take you a couple minutes, and you will contribute to a very, very important cause. And, you know, you're listening to PFW. You're listening to Raucous Caucus. You want to continue to hear this. So be a part of it.
You could even call in 202-588-9739 and say, hey, I'm in my car. Give them a number. They'll call you back when you get home.
Yeah.
So that you don't have to do it while driving.
And if you want, just tell us. We'll thank you on the air if you want. If you don't want, we don't have to say your name.
And if you're a new member of WPFW, we have to ring the little bell. We love to ring this little bell for new members. Not that we appreciate new members more than old members. We appreciate both, and we need both. So call in, 202-588-9739. This is your station we're talking about.
So we are talking about labor.
Oh, one other thing. Did you know they're cutting a lot of money for, I believe it's NPR?
Really?
Of course.
Yes, there's a big cut coming for
must because of House Republicans. Well,
yes, it certainly is.
So there you go. What is PFW is your only lifeline left.
The NEA or something like that, where the money goes
National
to
Endowment. Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, they're cutting a big chunk.
Of course they are. They've already cut tons out of way. I mean, I know I have friends at some of the public radio stations, and they've all laid out. I know, really, like some cases, like 4 out of 5 staff people.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's why you need PFW.
You better.
There are people who want to stop you from getting independent
and
information.
Yes.
Such as the fact that today.
And we should mention, too, I mean, since you said they cut funding to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, that does affect us because we do get a small portion from Corporation of Public Broadcasting.
Uh-oh.
So if that hits us, too, we really need your pledges. Come on,
listen,
people.
Listen, we are a 50,000-watt station, a 50,000-watt progressive radio station. In the Mid-Atlantic, WPFW serves all the way down. People don't know how far our signal goes. All the way down to the North Carolina border, all the way west to West Virginia, north to Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Of course, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, D.C. We cover the whole Mid-Atlantic, and with progressive viewpoints that you just don't hear on your regular commercial radio station. And listen, WPFW, those who know the station well know that it has hard times financially. Let's just be honest here. Yeah.
As do we all. I mean, that's the economy now.
Yeah, but I mean, WPFW, we may not be right here on Champlain Avenue for very long.
We will be moving. I think that's been put off to October or something like that. But we've got
year,
a plan for that. We've got to work on that. Yeah.
So please contribute, whether it's supporting WPFW, supporting the Raucous Caucus, any amount is welcome. 202-588-9739.
Got to hear those phones ringing. We have some really wonderful volunteers out there waiting for your calls, anxious to talk to you. Really nice, really sharp.
And we couldn't survive. We've got like over 100 volunteers. We wouldn't be here without our volunteers.
By the way, people can volunteer. If you want, if you can't contribute dollars, but you can contribute a bit of your time, you can actually come as a volunteer and join us for the membership drive. You meet programmers and just some really nice people out there, and they usually have a little bit of food.
A
little bit of friendliness, and you just call the WPFW volunteer hotline. Now, that number is 202-588-0999, extension 360, or email the station at volunteers@WPFW.org. But what we really would like is your pledges, 202-588-9739, 202-588-9739. It is May 1st. Mm-hmm. It is May Day. It is International Workers' Day.
And even more importantly, it's my birthday.
And it's your birthday.
Is your birthday always on May 1st then?
No, just this year.
Oh, okay.
Just this year.
Only on leap years.
So were you born delivered by union workers or non-union workers?
I'm sure it had to be union workers.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
My dad was a union member. He was in the International Longshoremen's Association, ILA. So, you know, I wouldn't
Was he helping deliver you, or was he, you know, in those years, men weren't allowed in
men
in
were,
the...
Let me tell you, back then he was probably working on a ship, probably overnight working on a ship somewhere.
Yeah.
He probably would. But May 1st, before even Garland was born, do you gentlemen know why May 1st is International Labor Day? Either of you?
Because they anticipated that I was going to be born on May 1st.
That must have been.
Where's the buzz?
But that's not, that's
we don't
the
have a buzzer.
We don't
yet.
Have a buzzer.
No,
we
wrong.
Strike one.
Guess.
Do you know, Terry? Why
yes,
May
I do.
First?
Yes,
tell
I do.
Why.
Because I listen, I heard you earlier on the show, so that's all.
Yeah, right.
Today,
I pay attention. I listen to WPFW.
There you go. Today is the 126th anniversary of the Haymarket Massacre.
In Chicago.
Which was...
No, Chicago. Yes, Chicago.
Which was one of the very earliest strikes and violent strikes by... workers to get decent wages.
Well, it wasn't the workers that were necessarily violent. There was the bombing, and they're still not sure who. There were people
they don't
arrested
know who did
for
it. But the reason there was the bombing is because of labor unrest.
Because that's, of the strike, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Well, that's my point.
Yeah, and actually Clarence Darrow was the attorney that defended them during the trial. And
did you see that trial? Were you there then in 1886?
No, but I am happy to say that I produced and co-authored a play about that.
Did you really?
Yes,
yeah.
I
what
did.
What was it called?
So you actually do know about the Haymarket Massacre.
It was called I Cry Aloud.
Huh.
And part of the reason was because we were forbidden from using the rights to do the original Clarence Darrow story, so we did our own research.
You mean
and
the Scopes Monkey trial? To Inherit the Wind?
No. It's called the Clarence Darrow story or something like that. I can't remember what the title was. Leslie Nielsen was actually performing it in Baltimore.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, really, believe it or not, performing it in Baltimore, and he took away the rights for us to do it. So we said, well, okay. We already had it cast. And we said, all right, we'll write our own script. And we did, and it was a hit.
Yeah, that's the other
and
thing.
It's still going around to law schools all over the country.
I was just going to say, if one of the reasons to give money at 202-589-7739 is to support the Raucous Caucus, as I listen to Terry's Theater Days, I'm reminded of how diverse the three of us really are. A lawyer, cop, theater, activist to the streets, congressional attorney, ACLU,
arrested.
Jewish guy, black guy, old white hippie.
Jail guy.
I mean, we've
thanks
got,
a lot.
We have diversity. We don't have any women, but other than that, we are pretty diverse between the three of us.
We've got the criminal justice system covered. A cop, a lawyer, and a criminal.
Yeah, right. What mortgage?
All three sides.
Yeah, what mortgage you ask?
All three sides.
Right.
So listen, if you like the Raucous Caucus, and many of you are our regular listeners every Tuesday at 7 p.m., please call in. Let us know that you appreciate us. Just give a quick donation, whatever you can give, 202.
I hear a phone ring.
589-739. I do hear a phone ring.
Yeah,
someone appreciates our diversity.
Yeah. A former cop. Okay.
Yeah. Let me tell you a little.
Former criminal.
I would
right.
go that
reformed,
far.
Reformed.
Yeah, reformed. Yeah, there we go.
Let me give you a little union story that I personally experienced during what we call in theater between engagements, and because I'm a frustrated pilot, I was working for United
You're frustrated
Airlines.
Frustrated for lots of reasons.
I know.
Not as frustrated as the passengers that were on the plane.
Good God, there's no way he's a frustrated pilot because he took his plane to the streets.
You're right.
And they didn't like it very much.
So. I tried. Anyway, I worked for United Airlines, right? And I was during when they were doing the employee ownership thing, right? Yeah, sure. What a farce that was. And I was working for United Airlines, and a certain pay raise and everything else was promised for us, those of us working for us. And guess what? The pay raise didn't come, even though it was part of the original agreement. And we had one of these wonderful, wonderful meetings where the vice president of United Airlines, or a whole mess of vice presidents of United Airlines, came down to meet the employee owners of the airlines, right? And they gave us this wonderful spiel, and then they asked if there are any questions. And I put up the question, and I put up my hand, and I just said, hey, where's our pay raise? You know, you guys promised us pay raise. We're not getting it. What happened here? And I was instantly, and I mean instantly, surrounded by local management.
Mm-hmm.
Literally formed a triangle around me, you know, to keep me from asking any more questions.
I thought you were going to say
questions.
You were tased. That's
no, I wouldn't have been surprised. And, you know, in typical management fashion, because I raised this question, they brought me up on safety regulations.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, there was nothing that had happened, you know, in terms of safety.
Yeah, it was.
It was unsafe for you to talk about.
Yeah, right. And, you know, if I hadn't been able to, and I was kind of scared, frankly, because I hadn't really kind of dealt with that kind of accusation before. I didn't know what to do with it until, obviously, a fellow member said, take it to the shop steward right now. And I took it to the shop steward, and of course, you know, we confronted management and made management back down. But if it hadn't been for the union, I would have been out.
Well, you know what, Terry? If it had been 75 years ago, 80 years ago, you would have been out.
You'd be out. You'd be out cold.
You'd have been out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because literally, that's the way they dealt with people. They killed people. They owned people. They shot people. Disappeared.
Yeah,
for standing up to management. They literally hired
goons.
Yes, goons. Gangs and street gangs to come in and beat beat the workers that tried to
object.
With globalization, that happens still today.
Oh, sure.
Whether it's China or Thailand or India or
It still happens with Walmart all around the country. Every time there's anybody trying to organize union in Walmart, they are pressured, they are fired, they are intimidated, you know, until they give up, and then Walmart goes on its happy little way offering slave wages.
And that's why
it hasn't ended. It hasn't ended. It's a little more subtle. They don't hit you over the head right in public, but they just make sure that your job is ruined.
Mm-hmm. And one of the few places
without a union
where you can find people advocating for unions is WPFW.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you go on, a conservative radio station or Fox News, you will find unions are demonized, literally demonized as the worst, most horrible thing in the world. And I'm always amazed that people can buy it.
Yeah.
How can they believe that anything that is designed to help workers is a bad thing? But they will go on and on about, you know, workers. They won't use the word workers. I don't know what words they'll use.
Use unions. They just say unions.
They don't say workers.
Well, we have demeaned labor and workers for centuries. I mean, not centuries, but for decades. And it's a deliberate movement to delegitimize, you know, honest labor.
Yeah.
My point is
insulting.
Here at WPFW, here on the Raucous Caucus, you will not see demonization of labor. If you support, and I know you do, because if you're listening right now, the 89.3 FM, whether you're driving home right now or preparing dinner, whatever you're doing, you are a regular listener of the Raucous Caucus, or even if you just tune to us, and you support what we try to do. Let's be clear what Garland, Terry, and I, we don't often lift the curtain and look at the guys behind the curtain, but it's very clear what we try to do. We do with very serious topics. We try to do so in a lighthearted manner because, let's face it, a lot of serious topics will be pretty depressing.
Oh, it hurts. Yeah.
And, I mean, we did a Raucous Caucus just a few weeks ago that was one of our most powerful ever with the guy that survived the death penalty.
Kurt Bloodsworth.
Oh, yeah.
Innocent man who was put up on death row. We did a show on the death penalty and specifically on what happened to him, one of the most powerful shows. But if you only deal with the horrible things that happen every day in this country, and you don't do it with a bit of a smile, then it can be pretty depressing.
Yeah,
So our theory at the Raucous Caucus is that we can be seriously funny, that we can deal with these serious topics, but do so in a lighthearted manner. And we know many of you like that, because you come in, you tell us at Ben's you like that. If you support the Raucous Caucus, if you support what we're trying to do, we're going to ask you just this once to come in and give us a pledge at 202-588-9739, 202-588-9739, or 1-800-222-9739. Let us know that you're out there. Let us know that you support the Raucous Caucus.
Oh, and we've got a pledge here, and we thank you so much. And it says, yes, I can read the name on the air, and it's Bernie. And it's
thank you, Bernie.
Yes, Bernie, and it's a she, and it's out of Baltimore, so we're way over there.
Oh, boy.
See, I told you we have a big range.
Baltimore rocks, I tell you.
Way to go,
all
Baltimore.
Right, thank you so much. And she's a renewal, so she's an old member, so she's been listening a long time, and we appreciate
you. Thank you, Bernie.
Come down from Baltimore and see us at
please,
the Raucous
please
Caucus.
Do. Please come, do. Come see
we'd
us at Ben's in June.
Thank
we'd love to meet you. Yeah. But we need other people to follow Bernie's lead. Bernie can't be the only person out there that supports the Raucous Caucus.
She started,
Caucus.
Man. She started a
she
flood.
Started. That's it. That's it.
So
that's
come
it. The
on
parade.
Down.
Yeah.
202
join the parade.
588-9739. Let us know that you're out there, that you support what we're trying to do out there. Because, as I said when I had my hour by myself, neither Garland nor Terry nor I get a dime from doing this.
No.
We do this because we care. We do this because we care about justice, because we care about radio, because we believe that conservatives aren't the only ones that can do a radio show. And listen, if you just support progressive radio, then you got to remember, we don't have the corporate support that those guys do. We need your support.
And I mean, you know, we also don't have, you know, underwriting support.
Yeah.
I mean, there's one primary source of money that keeps WPFW on the air, and that is the community.
That's
why it's called community radio. That's why we have shows like Community Comment. That's why we have open microphones and no screeners.
Yep.
Because this is a community radio station. This is the only station where you can, for $35 or for any amount of money for that matter, wind up on the board.
Yep.
And be voting, a voting member of the station and a voting member in terms of policy and development, et cetera. You know, I mean, that's unheard of.
It's unheard of to be able to join the show for $89.30, picking the topic that we're going to discuss.
Pick any topic.
We don't care whether it's very serious or very lighthearted, really. It's your topic.
It's
we'll
your
go
topic.
There. I have never once mentioned Kim Kardashian on the radio.
Oh, please.
And I never will again unless you choose it as your topic, in which case I will torture Terry, and
yes,
we will do it.
Yes, you
so
will.
So whatever topic you pick,
even Kim,
8930 will be your Kim. Topic on the air. For $100, you get to join in the Raucous Caucus and be a part. And for 18930, you get your topic, you get to join us on the air,
and
you get to have dinner with the three of us. We don't pay for the dinner, but our company is invaluable.
It is.
And think about this, you know, this can be your claim to fame, your one time. You listen to radio talk show all the time. You love, you listen to it, you comment in the car, you think to yourself, oh yeah, I'd say this or
I'd
that. Oh yeah, well, if I'd love to say that, and you're already, and sometimes maybe you can't get through on the phones every now and you do. Just think, your one time, this can be your time where you come in and say, today we talk about what I want to talk
That's
about.
That's right.
And today these schleps are going to get knitting.
Knitting. Why not? You know, hey, you know.
Knitting's dangerous. Somebody could get an eye put out or something.
Whatever you want to talk about. We have any sports shows. Maybe you just want to talk about your favorite team.
And the reason we offer that, I mean, it's not just, you know, we want the pledge and not just because, and we want the pledge, of course, and not just because we want your topic, but we really would enjoy having you with us and having you do a topic. I mean, yeah, that's the way we are. We love it when people come to Ben's Next Doors. We really appreciate it when we get phone calls here. You know, so it would be a treat for us as well as saving WPFW. And that's what we're talking about. Saving WPFW on a regular basis. It has to be done.
202-588-9739. Maybe just driving around and you think, you know, Mark Levine's full of it. I want to tell him off in person.
Please pledge.
For
$100,
you get to join us.
Do it.
And
do
join
it.
With Terry and tell me off to my face.
Do it. Do
with
it.
A smile.
Yeah. Oh, I would love that. Oh.
See, you could make Terry's night right there.
Yeah,
and then.
You could. Just for $100.
This is when if you turn on the radio in your mainstream station and you get, you know, Limbaugh, Schlimbaugh, whoever, not a part of that show.
No.
You are a consumer, my friend. Don't fool yourself. When you listen, when you're turning on what you think is news, you are not a listener or a viewer. You are seen as a consumer
buying snake oil.
They are utilizing information so that they can sell you those things in between this information. In WPFW with the Raucous Caucus, you're not a consumer. You're part of the caucus. The Raucous Caucus is not just Mark and Terry and I. You're part of the caucus. That's why we tell you you can call in. That's why when we go to Ben's, last week we had John Conyers.
Yeah, and I heard
lots of people came in. When we're there in June, we're going to have some more great guests.
Absolutely.
We're going to have a big crowd of people. You're part of it. You can be a part of it. 202-588-9739. Join us, come see us, be a part. You're already a part of the caucus, just be a bigger part of the caucus. Contribute and help keep us going.
And to give one little fact that you may not be aware of, and it happened I don't know how many years ago, but the whole thing shifted. The word content in the broadcast industry, the word content, you would think that applies to the shows that are being done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to say, no, the word content literally refers to the advertising.
Oh, yeah.
The shows are not considered the content.
That's the fluff.
Yeah, that's
they're the lead-in.
Really, you know, I mean, right. You know, and obviously that is not the situation at WPFW. The content is what we offer.
No, except for pledge drives, you will hear no commercial ads.
Yeah.
You will hear, we're not a commercial ad, but you won't hear any requests for money. Any other radio station, you know how it goes. You listen to 15 minutes of ads, it seems. It just goes on and on, selling you product after product after product.
I mean, how much Viagra can you buy?
Listen to Raucous Caucus, and all you hear is good, informed content, complete with a little bit of humor, a little bit of wit, a little bit of sagacity, a little bit of attacks on Terry, which are always fun. I enjoy that part of the show very much.
It shows, and Mark.
I mean, you turn on the mainstream news, what do you get? First, you get some information that's going to give you less knowledge than you already have.
Yeah.
And then they advertise some food that's going to kill you, yet it's going to give you a heart attack. You're going to need a triple bypass. So you're going to be stupid and dead.
But here's the thing.
That's what you get.
As opposed to WPFW, you'll be smarter and you'll be alive.
Gentlemen, when I look back on the Raucous Caucus, you know, we've talked about the fact we're not just a caucus, we're a movement. And we have actually begun many movements right here on the station.
Oh, yeah.
The Occupy movement came to us early on, and we helped increase their support.
Yep.
We on this station, I remember, did an Obama intervention.
We did.
It was successful.
Now, whether it
takes,
I don't know.
I think he's much better than he was a year ago.
We nudged him to the left a little bit.
I think we nudged him in the right direction.
I think we need
direction.
another intervention.
Well,
you know,
we can discuss
I'm calling Michelle.
We have done shows that have advocated legislation. We have let you know the details of it, and we've supported it, and how that legislation can be done. We've given you details, like talking about unions, talking about what's going on in Wisconsin, giving you stuff from the front, from Scott, the Ballion Scott Walker.
Yeah.
We try our best to inform, but not just to inform, but to encourage you to, yes, as Terry often says, take it to the street.
Oh, so does John Conyers, by the way, say, take it to the street.
And we've been in the streets. We
were
actually at the Supreme Court.
Yep.
With the first anniversary of Citizens United.
Each of us have been in Occupy at various times.
We're on YouTube. They can Google and see us there at the, Google us for the Supreme Court.
If you support the movement, if you support the cause, you support progressive causes, if you support progressive radio, we do need your help. Any amount is welcome. Whether it's $35 to be a voting member, whether it's $89.30 to pick your topic, $100 to join us, or $189.30 to join us, pick your topic, and dinner.
And dinner.
All of that. Whatever it is, really any amount, we would welcome your support. You can put $10 on a card every month, and that's $120 right there, and already you can join us on the air.
And you know, even if you don't support progressive radio, you know, I don't know if you guys remember, we had a person who donated, who came and sat
down.
That's
a large amount,
And had dinner with us, and had a very generous donation, and said, well, he doesn't agree with us, but he likes the show, they're funny, and there are a lot of yucks. He liked the entertainment, and you know, who knows, he's out there maybe
I forgot about something.
Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is, there are people that simply enjoy the show, whether they agree with us or not. And if you enjoy the show, because there are people that like us. They may not agree with the show, but they like what we do and they like us. So if you like the Raucous Caucus, if you enjoy the humor and the fun and the joy that we have together, then you can dial 202-588-9739 and make your contribution to help keep us together.
We only have about 5 minutes left, and I just wanted
Which means we can easily get in, 15, 16 callers right now.
I just want to emphasize again how unique the Raucous Caucus is. I don't know of any show like us on radio anywhere.
I know. I mean, you know.
Where we deal with serious topics and we do so in a lighthearted fashion.
Yeah, the Three Stooges is off the air.
If there were another show like us, I mean, the National Guard would be out. I mean, there's no question about it, you know.
So, I don't think this country could take two Raucous Caucus movements.
But it needs one.
We know that you're there. Every week when we're at Ben's, we get new people who come in every single week who say, I listen every week to you, every Tuesday, but I'm coming up to show my support. Well, we're going to ask you folks not just to come to Ben's, but to contribute. Even a small amount really is very welcome. If you can afford $20, give $20. I hear the phone ringing now, and let us know. You only got 5 minutes left, but let us know you're out there and you support what we do. As I said, Terry Garland and I, we don't get paid for this. We do this out of the goodness of our hearts. We enjoy it.
We get parking tickets,
but I have had my share. But that's the wrong
direction. I got one tonight. You know, I would like you to make a pledge.
I probably have one too.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Because I've been there more than 2 hours.
Yes, you have.
Please, I need the money to pay for my parking ticket.
I was hoping.
202.
I told him. I told the volunteers to get them to make their pledge and an extra $30 for my parking ticket.
I should have moved my car.
It wouldn't help. I moved mine. I'm still in zone one. The guy pulled up right when I'm sitting there and gave me the ticket.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
Did you see a camera team following? They got this show called Parking Wars where they follow the parking enforcement people around.
See, you understand, we actually pay money.
Pay money to come on the air.
We pay parking tickets.
That
please.
Ain't the first ticket I've got.
No, it's not mine.
Every month or so, we're paying, you know.
202. 588-9739, if only to pay for our parking tickets.
Yeah, right.
The money doesn't go to us.
No,
it goes to WPFW, but recognize the sacrifice that all of us have made.
Including our car broken, my car broken into.
My stuff in
Yeah, your computer stolen from my car.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But all for you and our truth and beauty and now justice.
That's right. Did that stop
tragedy.
Us? No.
The tragedy we have all suffered.
Yeah. we could laugh at it. Oh, my.
202-588-9739. Less words about Labor Day, International Labor Day. Let me ask you both, before we close out here, the future of unions in America. Is there a future? Because the past has not been so pretty.
I'd like to start.
Go ahead.
Of course you would.
I'd like to start. I'll tell you what.
Are you
a
union?
This is very important. I wouldn't be sitting here now.
Never mind. We haven't got that much time.
Here's what I say. If Mitt Romney wins and the Republicans would take both houses, unions are done and our middle class is finished. I believe that. If the Republicans get full power of both houses and the White House, they will do everything they can to take unions out. if for no other reason, we have to ensure that that doesn't happen.
And I'll tell you, it's not just the national elections. It's the state elections.
Yep.
What happens in Wisconsin, the entire country will watch to see whether Scott Walker will be recalled, whether we'll get the Senate back in Wisconsin and be able to take that back.
They aim to
and
take
I,
out.
And I want to add, well, first I got to add, first.
We got a contribution.
We got a renewal, and it's from Farah out of Wheaton. Thank you so much for joining us on the Raucous Caucus. We really, really appreciate it. And as far as your question, Mark, I think people need to realize, and I mentioned it before, that the middle class, in terms of history, is an anomaly.
The middle class is history. You got
that
right.
Yeah, it's right, and it's an anomaly. It's only been a short time that the world, this country,
good
anything
point.
Else has had a middle class.
Very good point.
I mean, it's, post-industrial revolution, and really not up until the 1900s and 1920s did the middle class even start to develop. Unions are the only thing that saved the middle class and essentially created it. We're in danger. We're in danger of losing that, and it's very, very frightening. We got to go to the streets.
Let me just say as we close out, it's still time for you to call in, 202-588-9739. If you've enjoyed our show today, you can call in Brother Oz next. You can listen you're listening to some nice, peaceful jazz.
That's right.
You can call in during his show, 202-589-739, contribute on his behalf, or if you'd like the Raucous Caucus, you can still you can say, this is Raucous Caucus. One of the things is that people who are pledging, if you don't want to give your topic, you don't want to come on the air with us, you just like listening to us, but you don't want to talk yourself, there's a whole host of gifts that are out there.
Stuff.
Everything from the jazz collection, blues collection, the Malcolm X CD collection, there's the Redefining Black Power package, there's a whole host of things. So when you call in at 202-589-739, ask them what the gifts are. You know, it could be an umbrella, it could be a tote bag, it could be jazz, blues, whatever it is. Whether you want to join us or not on the air, I do want to encourage you to call in to support the show, to support WPFW, to support the whole idea of having non-commercial radio on.
And
air.
As a tribute of International Workers' Day, I just want to make a tribute especially to David Kelly, our engineer,
who is here, loyal
and brilliant every single week. He puts up with us.
He does.
And Craig.
He lets me in when I leave my card.
Craig, who's the captain of the volunteers out there working hard
and
tonight.
And all the volunteers.
And all the volunteers. We appreciate your labor. We really do.
We certainly do. The number, one last time, 202-588-9739, 202-588-WPFW.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, gosh. You're Terry singing. That's
dear
not good.
Garland.
I'll wish Garland a happy birthday.
Dear Garland.
But if I sang, that wouldn't be classy.
Yeah,
happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Garland. Oh. We'll see you next week right here on the Raucous Caucus.